What's up, beautiful goddesses? It's Tracy King, the life midwife, back in the house. Yes, yes. Welcome to the Laugh Out Loud podcast. Y'all remember this song, right? I know you remember, right? Talking all that shit in the beginning of the song, and you didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. That's all right. I don't think he did either. That's what we do. We talk shit, right? All right. Well, I got a little something for you today, and I just want you to hear me out. But keep in mind that I'm sensitive about my shit. All right. Here we go. Girl, I know it's been hard since he went away. She left you so sad, you're dry every day. Let's erase your fears, erase all your doubts. Cause for you, we're here to talk this shit out. Hey, don't need a plan that'll make you feel funny. Hormonal shit may make you spend money. Need to keep it flowing like milk and honey. You need a plan for sensitivity. A plan for the. Yes, y'all. Woo! The V needs a plan. Now, we already talked about the V changing. Now we got to take it a step further, and we got to talk about the sensitivities that she goes through. Man, I'm telling you, you need a plan for that too. Welcome again to the Laugh Out Loud podcast. Welcome to today's episode. Go grab you a glass of wine, some chocolate, popcorn, whatever little thing you need, and come on in. Let's talk about this. All right? I'll see you on the other side. You need a plan.
Girl, have you been listening to the Laugh Out Loud podcast? We are having a ball. We are talking about everything. We finished our first season and it was a blast. And now we're going into our second season and we're talking about everything about the V and sex and you and me and all of that good stuff. So you need to join us and come and get together. We need listener support. We're looking forward to having you follow us on Anchor and all our other podcast outlets. We need to get it together, girls. Come and follow us at Laugh Out Loud, Life After 50. We love you. Can't wait to see you follow.
Hey, goddess, look here. We know you over there laughing and talking. You laughing and talking to us like we sitting right there with you in your living room. So you are who we want to hear from. Drop us a line by sending us your questions, your comments. If you have something that you completely identify with or you want us to expand on something that we've already talked about, send it in. You can email us at questions@laughwithus.com or drop me a text 702-323-8080. We want to hear from you. We know you laughing. We laughing with you too. Well, in continuing to talk about menopause, perimenopause, and the issues that we have surrounding it, today I kind of want to focus on sensitivities. I think a lot of us end up being sensitive to things and sometimes we don't even necessarily relate it to, like, oh my God, my menses has changed. I'm in perimenopause. We don't relate it to that. And we just kind of go along with it. So two of the things that I was thinking about, dyspareunia and dysmenorrhea. So it's pain during sex or intercourse, and then pain during your menstrual cycle.
Okay.
And of course, nobody wants to be in pain. So I just want to put that on the table so we can just start talking about it.
Well, the first thing I want to start by saying is that pain That's not really good to say, because it could be. I was going to say pain during intercourse is not normal. But there's different types of pain. You see, I can't halfway through the sentence.
You gotta differentiate between what you're talking about here.
Right. I got halfway through the sentence and was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Okay. All right. Sometimes, right?
Sometimes. But if there's no pleasure with the pain, if it's uncomfortable pain.
Discomfort, right.
Discomfort and pain that lasts even afterwards may not be normal. I'll have to say
and
may not.
That if it's not something that you normally endure or go through, if that's what we mean by pain.
I will say that once I was fully menopause, I had a period of time for about 9 months when I didn't have sexual intercourse. And then when I did have sex, it was a little bit unbearable. That's the difference, is that it becomes unbearable. It's like, what is that feeling? Like, almost feels like a ripping or a tearing, because the elasticity is different in your vagina. And you may even experience some type of spotting, because your vagina just doesn't give the same way it used to. And I don't even know how to explain this part, but I didn't have penile penetration, and I still experienced that.
Okay.
So, so people understand that this can happen across any type of relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with hormones. So even though there is no penetration, even excitement, that, you know, we say that stuff starts in our brain. So even the excitement causing the hormones to change and shift or whatever can cause things to happen in the vaginal area. So that makes sense.
So what do you do, though? Did you do anything about yours, Patty?
No, I just kind of moved through it, because at that point in my life, I was just like, I was seeing the commercials that they were saying, like, you could take some type of supplement to assist. But I had already made the decision that I was going to go through menopause. You know, at that point, I wasn't taking anything else unless it was absolutely necessary. And for me, I just, I made the decision. I would just keep moving through it. And, eventually I got to the place where I was more comfortable. You know, I wasn't experiencing like any kind of unbearable pain.
And that goes back to something that we said previously, like, you have to use it. If you don't, it can cause...
Use it or lose it, right?
Use it or lose it. But it's that concept, So the less you use it, the more likely you are to experience something like that.
If you don't know if it's normal or not, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. You know, people feel like it's just something that happens when you get older, then I'll just have to deal with it. But that's not true. Lube it up. Lubrication is your friend at this point in time. So that's something to definitely take into consideration, as well as taking, like, You can take supplements, or you can even start having the discussion about various hormones that can help. Now, I know a lot of people don't like ingesting or taking pills. So when you're doing hormones or hormone replacement therapy or bioidentical hormones, whatever they happen to be, they don't necessarily have to come in a pill form. And actually, if you use lubricants or some type of cream or things that you can actually place into the vaginal area, you have less of a risk of that even crossing over into the bloodstream. Other sensitivities that occur?
I was going to say about you mentioned lubrication.
Yes.
And so... women, men also should know that it doesn't have to be to the point where you have discomfort or extreme vaginal dryness, what have you, to use lubrication.
Exactly.
There's a place for it. There's a place for it. And so you don't have, it's not.
Play with it. Bring it in. Play with it. Use it.
Right. Play with it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Astroglide is probably the best thing on the market.
Get you keep Astroglide. Talking about it, so I'm guessing what it is.
Because you know what? I would have never thought to use Astroglide. I don't even know where that came from, because you think that's, oh my gosh, that's the old lady stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, it is so cool. So, but no, yeah, experiment with it. Don't wait until there's such a discomfort. Use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other things that come up too, that I wanted to bring up as far as sensitivity goes is odor changes. Like odor, and so sometimes, but you know what, that happens even with, for me, it happens even with weight gain. And like, so my body odor changes and I'm like, what mm-hmm. the hell? Who is that? That's not me. Is that me? Oh, but just like that, your hormones shift and change when you pick up weight, when you lose weight, and as well, it does it when you go through the perimenopausal and menopausal phases.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, I'm not the healthcare provider, but correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, like, whatever we ingest is having a chemical reaction with our bodies, and that could potentially create something different as well. Am I correct?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I like to think of that. Huh?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like to think of that like anything that is not original to the body is foreign, you know? So when you're taking in food, that's not something that's necessarily part of the body's structure. So it's foreign. And so it's a chemical and can cause a chemical reaction. Just like water is natural to the body. But when you start adding stuff to water, sugar, different types of things, it changes the chemical makeup of it. And so then it becomes something chemical that you're putting in your body. So yeah. I just wanted to make that point because I thought it might make it easier for people to think of it in that way.
That makes a lot of sense. I know you touched on odor also. So I too recognize that as you get older.
Wait a minute, KB, say that again.
I heard that. Recognize that as you get older, your age, that there can be a difference in vaginal discharge, a change in how it smells, a change in how it feels, and those type of things. The first advice is to know yourself. Like, know if there's a change. Sometimes people don't even know. Uh-oh. I don't know what that was. Oh, she gone.
Oh.
I can't. I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. That was just weird. What the fuck?
I can't touch the computer. Can't touch the phone, rather, maybe.
That sensitive?
I don't know.
Zoom is just...
I mean, we're talking about sensitivity.
You're so goofy.
That doesn't mean for the software to be sensitive. Or
I don't know, that's right.
Look, you know, that just tells you how much Alexa is listening to what's going on right now.
That's okay.
Crazy. That heifer ain't even welcome in my home. Go somewhere.
Like, oh, you want to know, Alexa, what's sensitivity? I'll tell you.
Oh my gosh. So back to the odor, KB, you were making a comment.
Girl, I don't forget. But oh, the one thing I was going to say about odor, you know, whether it's good or bad, indifferent, you have an odor to your body.
You do, anyway, so not a natural odor.
Anyway, a natural odor. And so I did notice that there was a shift in mine. It went really from what I was normally experiencing as far as smell to almost like no smell. Mm-hmm. And so that made me go to the computer and start looking stuff up. Like, oh my God, I don't even smell anything. Am I still alive?
Well, I think we talked about my experience on a previous session, but I don't know if it's been recorded or not.
Yes,
so
sir.
I will just talk a little bit about my initial, my hormones, I feel like, just crashed and burned. You know, it was like, nope, we're done. And I had immediate responses to that. So where I was having, you know, of course, the hot flashes, being very uncomfortable, angry. And I also was experiencing a vaginal scent. And it wasn't that it was, you know, like, you know, I might have ate something funny. It was very distinct and very different from how I normally smell. Most of my life, I've not had a vaginal odor. So for me to experience anything different than that, it was very alarming. I was very aware. I was very in tune to what was happening. And I was very embarrassed and uncomfortable about it because I thought it was something I could potentially control. And I did have an odor, which was not normal for myself, for me. Most of my life, I haven't had any type of vaginal odor. So I was embarrassed. I was definitely bothered, and I wanted immediate results. I was prescribed a tropical hormone, a topical hormone.
Which, I'm like, wait a minute, I want some tropical hormone. What's that?
Which did work for me, and it worked rather quickly. And from that point on, I didn't have any other experiences with that issue.
You didn't have to use it long term either.
No, I didn't.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Maybe a week. I'm gonna say maybe 2 weeks. I'm just overshooting. It was 7 years ago, so I can't fucking remember back that far. I remember the specificness of certain things, but not the whole entire thing. Yeah, but hopefully that helps.
Yeah. Excuse me, miss. Did you remember to subscribe to this channel? Have you shared it with anyone lately? Please do so. And don't forget to visit us at laughwithus.com. That's laughwithus.com. Hey, goddess, look at here. We know you over there laughing and talking. You laughing and talking to us like we sitting right there with you in your living room. So you are who we want to hear from. Drop us a line by sending us your questions, your comments. If you have something that you completely identify with or you want us to expand on something that we've already talked about, send it in. You can email us at questions@laughwithus.com or drop me a text 702-323-8080. We want to hear from you. We know you laughing. We laughing with you too.
I love this podcast, but I will never be on the road again when we have to record.
That's all right.
I feel like you're messing it up, and I'm like, this is probably going to be something, because I'm thinking about how embarrassed I was about the things that were happening to my vagina.
Right.
I was embarrassed, you know, and I'm thinking about how important it might be for people to, like, actually hear this and know that, you know, we can't control our bodies, but we can treat them kindly, you know, and not be, you know, making it worse by getting upset. You know, because I think we do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And along with the odor, what I wanted to bring up was the fact that we have normal flora that naturally live in our vaginas, right? Normal flora, normal germs, whatever you want to call them, and they naturally live there. And they too can be affected by hormonal changes, which can cause the increase in discharge, which Karima was talking about, the odor, which we're talking about now, irritation, itching, all of those things. So if there's anything off kilter with your vajayjay, please bring it up with your provider, with somebody. Just start talking to them about it. So I just wanted to put that on the table. And then as
I think too, like with this stuff, people maybe, I'm sorry, Trey.
Go ahead. Nope. With this stuff.
Some people may be really afraid to talk about this stuff. So, you know, because there's so much stigma associated with a person's vagina, is it clean, you know, and all of these other ideas that would have nothing to do with the hormonal changes that are going on in your body, these myths, these fallacies, you know. And so I think that makes it hard for people to have these conversations that we're having today.
Right. Right. And that's why I wanted to bring it up. You know, a lot of times people will talk about, even with young girls, oh, she smells like fish. And I'm like, well, she just got some bacteria that's off kilter in her body. So tell her to come here. Let's fix it. Like, stop talking about it like that. You know, like, and some people don't recognize their own odor. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. So if it's something that you as a friend believe is problematic, then that's something, you know, you bring up and you just start talking about it and let them get it checked out.
I know I did notice with seeing in the clinical area, younger women, younger ladies equating the fishy odor with their menstrual cycle.
Right.
And so what you have to explain that it's not just the fact that you're having your period right now that causes a fishy odor. That's not a normal thing. That it's a bacteria issue that may be normal bacteria that just grew out of control.
Right.
And that's something that can be treated. So you don't have to decide that once a month, oh my gosh, I'm gonna just smell like fish. Like, that's right. Not a normal thing.
Or that you douche, because that's the other thing. Like, as much as we tell people that is not something that you need to do, the vajayjay is its own ecosystem. It takes care of itself. So if you are smelling an odor, you don't need to wash up in there more. You don't need to dig more. It's not that. That's not what's going on. Your body is trying to balance itself out. And if you... if you leave it alone, sometimes just leave it be. Stop sticking stuff in it. Stop, you know, just give it a rest for a minute. It will balance itself out over time. Stop laughing.
He said, give it a rest. All right.
Give it a rest. Okay,
right. Right. Let her rest. Let her breathe. Let her chill for a minute.
The other thing is that, you know, we know that by the vagina being as vascular as it is and mucous membranes, mm-hmm. the things go directly into your bloodstream that you put into your vagina.
Right.
So that's the other thing that you need to be conscious of.
So vascular just means that, you know, there's vessels, and it's super, those vessels in there are super sensitive to whatever is coming in and whatever might be going back out.
Right.
So FYI. Patty, you got your hand raised. What you doing? I'm like, yes.
I can't see her.
She's stuck.
I'm sitting here. I'm just into the conversation.
Oh, okay. I do want to start talking about things like atrophy. Remember, before we've talked about estrogen and how the estrogen helps the vagina to expand and do what it does during the whole reproductive phase of our life. Okay. And at this point, now that we've lost some estrogen, things begin to atrophy or shrink.
And so we want people to know that muscles atrophy. So the vagina is a muscle.
Yes.
And that's why a vagina will have shrinkage.
Right.
So a lot of times we don't realize that our vagina is just one big muscle. And that's what happens.
Well, it is. And even the uterus mm-hmm. is a big muscle. And
it's
so
a muscle.
It had mm-hmm. to stretch and grow, you know, to allow growth for the fetus or your baby, and then it had to atrophy and go back down to its normal size. So at this point, when you start losing estrogen, it can start to atrophy. That too can be a reason for the painful intercourse. So it's definitely something to start talking to your provider about. Sometimes women have to do like vaginal therapy where they can use some different tools to help kind of stretch it back out. I've seen that used, but it's in usually in more significant disorders such as a lichen sclerosis of some kind where the tissue starts to dry out and you also get some atrophy and some other things could be going on. So definitely if something like that is occurring, get it checked out and don't wait, because there are things that you can do. But if you allow it to shrink and shrink and shrink, which I have seen, it's not a pretty sight. And you just feel so bad for the women who undergo that.
The takeaway is to get in to a provider. Right. When you think something is wrong or something out of the ordinary, let them tell you, oh, that's normal.
Right, exactly.
Or what have you. But you know, I need my vagina to last the rest of my life.
I plan on using her for a while, right?
I plan on using her. I don't want her to be gone. And we have to take the shame away from that. I think even at a young age, women should know what your vagina looks like. If you can't pick your own vagina out
at any age, if you ain't looked at it till now, why don't you just look at it? It's yours.
Let's just look at it. You got to know when something's going on.
Oh, my goodness. Look at your shit. Expand on what you were just talking about with the painful intercourse and sex.
A lot of times we won't even address the pain that you have during intercourse because you think that there's some shame to it. Or with women that are getting older, you may think that, oh, that's just normal as the body changes and the vagina changes, that now it's just going to be uncomfortable. Or, you know, what word were we using? Because we were saying pain. Might not be a bad thing.
Discomfort.
Yes, that those things really should be addressed. I'm going to tell you this. Men do not have a problem talking about their penises, period. Point blank. Done. They'll talk to you and whoever else will listen. But women, we will not discuss our vagina if there's an issue. And there is some shame with it, older, or, you know, there's a problem with intercourse. There's always the shame that's put on the female.
Yeah.
So you just have to take control of your own vagina, figure out what's right and what's wrong, and it's yours. That's my thing. We really should talk about it more.
We should.
Because how do you know what's normal and what's not normal if you know, that's how we learn things, even amongst ourselves. We sit around talking and be like, oh, damn, okay, so I'm not the only one.
Girl, or, I thought it was just me. We always.
Right, or it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just need to talk. We just need to talk more.
We do.
To figure that out and take the shame out of it.
First of all, there's nothing to be ashamed of. That's a mindset. That's something that we need to definitely just eradicate. That's just too much for me right now. Because I'm thinking, you know, I look at, like, my grandmother was 95 when she passed. Her mom was fairly old. Like, women in my family just tend to be older when they die. And I don't want to spend the next 40 or 50 years and not have sex. I just don't want to do that. So I'm talking about it, you know, I'm getting out there. I'm making sure that she is taken care of.
And you only get one.
You only get one. It's not like you can have a transplant.
Not yet.
Oh my goodness. All right, y'all. That's a wrap for Sensitivity. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope it helped you in some way, shape, or form. Be mindful that this is not an all-inclusive list of the various disorders and or the different modalities or methodologies that can be used to help you. There are
a multitude of things that are available to you. So if you have any type of vaginal changes, irritations, or anything that's causing you discomfort, pain, or anything at all that you are unsure about, please reach out and follow up with your own provider and or practitioner. All right, so y'all been hanging out with us for a while now. It's time for you to join the crew. Yes, it's time to become a laugher. So I need you to stop whatever you are doing right now. Don't wait, because I know you. You'll forget. We all do. So do it now. Go over to laughwithus.com. That's laughwithus.com and sign up to become a laugher today. Everyone that signs up is entered into our monthly drawing to receive a laugh pack. We send it directly to you as a way of just saying thank you for listening and supporting the ladies at the Laugh Out Loud podcast. So go over laughwithus.com, sign up today, do it, do it, do it, do it. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, that's your vajayjay, baby. Take care of her. Make sure she's all good. And remember, this is your life. Live it fabulously, out loud and on purpose. Much love from all of us to all of you. Be sure to keep laughing. Mwah. I'll tell you no matter.